FBI says a Virginia man charged with participating in the Capitol riot belonged to a militia-style group that was posing as a Bible study group. Investigators say they allegedly discussed secession from the U.S. and breaking other Capitol rioters out of jail. News Nation Washington correspondent Joe Khalil is live. And Joe, you've learned that group did surveillance around the Capitol, and this was after the riot.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole. I mean, clearly, when the FBI says that domestic terrorism is the most serious threat we face today, this is the stuff they're talking about. In that indictment, specific plans for weapons training. They talked about a second coming civil war, and clearly, this was more to them than just words.
Plans to stockpile guns and Molotov cocktails, doing surveillance runs around the U.S. Capitol complex, endorsing a plan for Virginia to secede from the U.S., all part of a fresh 15-page indictment of Phi Dong, the leader of a Virginia-based militia group masquerading as a Bible study, infiltrated by undercover FBI agents.
This is an organization that wasn't just thinking about violence, ideating about it, complaining about political circumstances. They were taking direct actions.
Dong was indicted and arrested for his participation in the January 6th insurrection. But the indictment alleges he planned to go further, referencing, quote, the Second American Civil War and possibly breaking other January 6th rioters out of jail, saying, quote, with every great revolution, you go to the prisons and you break them out. To add to the rank, or even to hell, sow discord.
Are there possible, you know, militia, paramilitary type groups like this that are falling through the cracks?
Well, I think that what it requires is a high level of vigilance. This is the number one public safety threat facing America right now.
Retired FBI agent Phil Andrews says this case isn't isolated and should serve as a wake-up call to law enforcement. Meantime, new video released this week from the Capitol attack. The DOJ says law enforcement has arrested more than 530 rioters so far.
And Nicole, we did reach out to the attorney of record for this man, Phi Dong, the attorney that was appointed to him. So far, we haven't heard anything back yet in terms of a comment from her.